Okay, we're recording now.
Are you sure you know what you're doing?
Absolutely. I've watched the kid do this countless times.
Countless. How many episodes did you guys do?
15, I think.
Then you've watched her do it 15 times. 14 if you don't count my wedding.
Which one? And them, Chuck.
Why do you have to bring my ex-wives into it?
No, it's Coral's pronouns. They go by they, them.
Oh, that. Yeah.
Okay, no, yeah. They're serious about their identity.
All right, don't get your panties in a toaster. So you don't need them to do all this? I hear making a podcast is pretty complicated.
I mean, you pretty much just have to hit record. I mean, I don't know how to do all the editing, so we'll just have to leave it all unedited. So, I mean, it won't sound as polished as our normal episodes.
Oh, cool. So this would be like our own Twitch show.
No, it's not going to be like our Twitch stream. I mean, get with it, man. Okay? Are you ready?
Of course. Let's do this. Ladies and gents, we are about to play on...
Hey now, what are you doing? It's my show.
I bet Alligator would beg to differ.
Well, she's not here now, is she? So, for this episode, I'm going to be the host, and you're going to be my esteemed guest. Well, my guest.
Well, then kick it off, big guy.
Okay. Thank you. Our faithful listeners, we're bringing you a bonus episode. Well, I'm bringing you a bonus episode, considering no one else was clever enough to think to do this. So you're listening to a secret episode. Where you get to hear Chuck and I play and conquer... Zond Arsenal!
That's right, Paul. We're going to show you how we get past the most challenging levels, and then we're going
okay,
to try to...
Remember that they can't actually see the game, hence the term, listeners.
Oh yeah.
Well, we're going to describe how we get through the game, and you get to hear exciting gameplay and witty banter the whole time.
As opposed to bicker the whole time, like in your regular episodes.
Whatever. I mean, you don't even listen to the show, do you?
Why would I listen to the show? If I want to hear couples argue, I would just take out my earbuds and respond to Elaine when she's annoyed with me.
So how is Elaine, anyway?
I think she went to her cousin's this weekend?
You think? You say she went away for the weekend and you don't know where she went?
Well, like I said, I think she went to her cousin's, or she went cruising?
You're such a good listener.
Maybe she went shopping for... cushions?
The whole weekend. Cushion shopping.
I don't know how long it takes. Have you ever shopped for cushions?
Once, but we bought the rest of the couch with it, so it only took the better part of the day. Ba-pew!
Well then, that's probably where she is.
Okay, back to the game. So, what level do you want to start on?
Oh, yeah, so thanks to you, I was able to finally get past the melt point. I think we should start at the Zombie Bears Arcade. That might take two people to get through.
Ugh, you suck at this game. Okay, so I can get through the Zombie Bears Arcade myself.
Oh, yeah? And how much stamina do you have when you get all the way through it?
Usually three.
Three? I bet you don't get very far on three stamina.
As long as I don't get hugged by a Bicky.
Well, from what I read, the Bicky hugs you to congratulate you on making it through the Zombie Bears Arcade and gives you a happy potion.
Yeah, but the hug does 4 points of damage.
Ah, I see. So, my theory is correct. With the two of us facing off against the Zombie Bears, we can get through it, losing only half our stamina. I figure we would each have about 400 by the time we get our hugs.
All right, then, let's take on the Zombie Bears Arcade.
I have a better idea. Let's go back and see if we can beat the Clanch.
The Clanch? Why... The Clanch was so hard to beat. I don't want to take the time to do it again.
But I hear it dropped some great loot, like a fire vest or the helmet of antibiotics. With those, we could totally get through the Zombie Bears Arcade more easily.
No, it's too demoralizing to get beaten up by that thing. I don't think it's worth
it. Come on, Paul. If we go balls to the wall and use all our power-ups beforehand, we could totally just...
Okay, hold on. Balls to the wall?
That's how we're going to have to approach it. The only way we can beat the Clanch is if we start...
Balls to the wall.
Absolutely.
I never understood that expression. How does that become synonymous with going all out? Personally, it sounds really uncomfortable. I mean, pedal to the metal, I get. But I will not be putting my jewels to gypsum for the sake of beating the Clanch.
Eh, you're overthinking it. It rhymes and it sounds cool.
You think any testicular colloquialism sounds cool?
Well, are we going to go after the Clanch or what?
I don't think I'm up for having to go balls to the mall just to beat a boss we already beat.
Fine. You have a better idea?
As a matter of fact, I do. We take the Salt Mama tunnels.
Are you kidding me? That will take 3 times as long. We'll tire out before we reach the Bicky.
Just hear me out on this. Yes, it will take longer. Yes, we are more likely to reach fatigue and increase risk of bacterial infection. But the Salt Mamas are so much easier to defeat than the zombie bears.
Well, that's true, but there's more of them. And they're faster. Plus, the odds of bacterial infection are almost 100%. It's nearly impossible to start that level without an open cut, which takes us back to the Clanch. If we defeat him and get the Helmet of Antibiotics, then we can go ahead
and— We don't need the Helmet of Antibiotics. Okay, once we get through the tunnels, the Happy Potion will take care of the bacterial infection we happen to get.
If we get through the tunnels, have you ever been killed by a Salt Mama? It ain't pretty. After you get killed by a Salt Mama, you respawn at the start of the tunnels. But the worst part? When you respawn with regrets. At that point, you might as well give up because it's impossible to get through the Salt Mama tunnels burdened with regrets.
Okay. Yeah, okay. I've read this before in the forums about that. It's universally agreed upon that it's virtually impossible to complete the game if you have any regrets.
Then it's settled! We'll take on the Clanch! Oh, I just remembered!
You know another way to get through the tunnels?
No, the Clanch made me think of it. Sally McCutcheon. That's where Elaine went. She went to Sally McCutcheon's bridal shower. I tried to talk her out of going since they wouldn't set a $10 limit on gifts, but it's her best friend from college and she stood by her side when she was in that bad car accident, blah, blah, blah.
How dare she?
Did Alligator go to that?
What, the bridal shower?
Yeah, the Rockefeller bridal shower, apparently.
I don't think so.
Well, she's smart to boycott the shower. I mean, we have to give the bride a gift and then turn around and give the couple a gift? You know what? We should have regifted that waffle iron that some jerk gave us.
No, I don't think she's going because I don't think she knows Sally McCutcheon.
Oh, yeah, I guess she is a bit older than Sally, isn't she?
Yep, Allie's the same age as you.
Yeah, she's old enough to be Sally's... Okay, back to the game.
So you know what occurred to me while you were doing the math on how old your wife's college roommate is? I just remembered how we can get the Bicky Hug without having to go through the Zombie Bears Arcade or the Salt Mama Tunnels.
How? You're up to good, sucker.
Okay, what are you, Jimmy Cagney?
Jimmy Cagney's dead. I'm pretty sure.
Okay, so you couldn't be Jimmy Cagney because he's dead, but if he were alive, then it's a possibility.
Can you just tell me how we get the hug?
Okay, here's what we do. You know how when you're fighting the Clanch and the Ronald Wraiths all come out of the tombstones?
Yeah, what about them? They're so slow, I never worry about them.
That's the thing, you have to let them kill you.
What you talking about, William?
Someone posted about this on the Zond Arsenal Discord server. If you let a Ronald Wraith kill you, you won't respawn. Instead, you get sent to the Superintendent of the Undead.
The what? I've never heard of that.
Of course you haven't. It's like a secret hack slash Easter egg.
A hack and slash Easter egg?
Okay, no, listen to me. It's a game secret. You stand before the Superintendent of the Undead, and he gives you the riddle. If you answer the riddle right, he teleports you straight to the Bicky, and then it's Hug City!
Ooh, I like it. So, what's the answer to the riddle?
I don't know.
Then let's find out. Step aside and watch my Google Foo at work.
No, Chuck. That would be cheating.
So it's not cheating if we use this Easter egg hack?
Okay, it's like a side door, not a cheat.
Same difference. Let's find the answer to the riddle.
Okay, it wouldn't be fun that way. Come on, Chuck.
Where's the Internet Explorer icon?
At least minimize the dog.
Are you suffering a stroke? Minimize the dog? What the hell does that mean?
Get the duh! It's the program that's recording us right now! Just try not to— Sorry about that, everyone. As you can probably guess, Chuck stopped the recording. At least he didn't quit it out, so we got all this saved. So we tried the shortcut, which took us to the Superintendent of the Undead. And he gave us the riddle. Wanna know what it was? It's what do 40 frogs and a chocolate chip cookie have in common? So much for Chuck's Google Foo, the answer to the riddle cannot be found. And every time you guess it wrong, it's back to the Clanch Pit. So, that was fun? Anyway, I hope you enjoyed our super secret episode. So if you happen to know the answer to the riddle, email us at decryptpodcast@gmail.com. I want to bypass the Salt Mama tunnels so badly. Last time I almost got through it before I died of an abscess. All right, see you all later.